And welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tankar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor to Tankar's Tavern Blog. Ugh, I am home. It is Monday, March 11th. Back from GaryCon, and I might be coming down with Concord. I don't know, my nose is all stuffy. A little difficulty breathing in, unless Rach is doing her nails.
No, I'm just filing.
Oh, okay. I had to check on that.
No.
No, she's not doing her nails.
No chemicals.
Can't blame the Rachie on that one. So in any case, Rach left, went to the con, not feeling 100%, bringing a cold. And now I got the snifflies and a little trouble breathing, so I'm thinking I'm fighting a cold. So yay! More power to con crud. Returned today, this is the first time that we've actually rented a car at a convention. First time I've rented a car in damn near 20 years, I think. Puerto Rico was last time. And didn't save any money after all the extra fees and everything else popped in compared to taking an Uber there back. But it meant we could go into town and not eat at the hotels, numerous restaurants at the Grand Geneva. And it also meant that we didn't have to worry about coming home at a particular, the airport. You didn't have to worry about, did I give myself 4 hours before my flight because I needed at least an hour to find an Uber and then at least an hour for the Uber to get to me. Didn't have those worries. So that was a plus. Flight was, bumpy, but otherwise quick and uneventful. Ride home was... apparently, LaGuardia Airport doesn't have its normal cab stands. So, you got to take a shuttle to the cabs. And the shuttle was billed as 15 minutes closer to Manhattan, which really means 15 minutes not as close to my house in Queens. So, we decided to take a select bus, which in theory would have taken us to a subway station, two stations from our local station. But instead, we got on the wrong select bus and got off the last stop before going into Manhattan on 106th Street. And thankfully, that is not what, we corrected that and we got home. And that's where I am at. Now, we've got some other stuff going on in the hobby. Apparently, Frank Metzner is trying to get a game convention in July, July 11th through the 15th. That would be a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and a Monday. Location, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, lakefront. Ooh. He's looking for organizers. Now, don't take this the wrong way. Right now, Frank has no conventions to be at. I know the one convention that we'd gladly have in North Texas. It's probably too long a trip for him at this point. I don't think he wants to fly. Milwaukee would be good for Frank. So what do you do for the man who has no conventions? You get him his own convention. Organizers want it, which means he's not looking to organize it. He's looking to get other people to do the footwork. Yeah. Also, we are March 11th, so it's exactly 4 months out. Convention doesn't have a name, is not saying the venue. And you've got 4 months to lock that shit down, get your guests going, get your special guests committed, whatever you're going to do. It would be one thing if you were saying maybe next year, and this is my plans and work on it, but I don't see it. Somebody already asked me if it happens, would you go? And my answer, quite frankly, is we had TotalCon in February. GaryCon just wrapped up March. North Texas in June. Shire Con, one day con up in Connecticut, although it might be expanding to a 2 day con or a day and a half or something like that. And then Game Hall in November. I've already got 5 conventions spread out in my year. And although my son is 25 and not living at home, I have 2 pets, a dog and a cat, that are certainly my children. And I don't know how much further or I can squeeze the goodwill out of my parents to keep an eye on our pets when we go. So, and although I like Milwaukee, I was there for Gen Con, I guess, in 94. I don't know if I'm looking to return to Milwaukee, per se. I know. What else is going on? Con Man Ken. Because Con Man Ken can do it. So that clip he released over the weekend for Traveler Spinboard Traveler is the same fucking clip he released over 2.5 years ago. Nothing's changed. He's got nothing going. He claims that he recovered the films what he shot for Spinwood Traveler because it was another production group that he was working with, and they suddenly found it after 2.5+ years of it going missing. If you believe that, Brooklyn Bridge, $80 million. Bueller, anybody? I'll take cash, gold, stamps, not canceled. They legalized marijuana. Marijuana is too bulky. Can't do it. But I don't believe it. Now, guess who else doesn't believe it? Louis Desi Jr. Louis Desi Jr. has been having an email conversation with our good con man, Ken. And I've been blind carbon copied. Sorry, Kenny. Don't mean to upset you. I'm going to ask Lou if I can share them, and I would love to do a dramatic reading. I think those they work on the blog, and I'll probably still share them on the blog, but I would love to do a dramatic Con Man Ken reading of the Con Man Ken emails. I think that'd be a lot of fun. So I'll reach out to Louis Desi, and I'll see what his opinions are on that, and if he says yes, New York State's a single consent state. One party consents. It goes public. Beautiful thing. And oh my God, I'm going to sneeze on this fucking podcast. Now I know I'm not feeling well. I don't think I've ever sneezed on a podcast episode. Holy shit. Ah. All right, I fought that off. Wasn't easy. I did for you all. You don't need to hear me sneezing. My Bose headset's awesome, but I don't think there's a fucking mute button on this shit. And there's no mute button on the software when you're doing this AnchorCast. So, yeah, that could be an issue. I think I got more stuffy as this episode's going on. All right. Well, I'm going to ask you all to stay safe, be well, and be healthy. And maybe shove a few prayers my way, because Concord might be coming my way. 8 interviews in 8 days, unless there's a change in that. There might be a change. Pex just sent me an updated interview schedule. So it might actually be like 7 and 8 days. Oh my God. An opening. I love you, Pex. This is nothing against you. You do a great job. But Concord, man, they might hit the cancer stuff. Or kill me. Don't pick on me, B. Don't pick on me, B. You know, no, I won't say it. Never mind. I'll hold on to that one for later. Stay safe, folks. God bless. Roll your dice well. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Hopefully, less congested and with better breathing. Maybe, kind of sort of shorter. All right, folks. Laters.